We get a chance to talk some more track and field. We just had a chance to talk to Blake Willis and what he's been doing over the summer. Get a chance to talk to a senior-to-be. Hard to believe, Emma Capel. Isn't that have a nice ring to it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I just remember you were just a freshman like last year. Yeah. How can you be a senior already?
I don't know. It's crazy, but
it's gone fast.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mom and dad are thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you're the last of the bunch.
Yep.
They're going to be empty nesters next year, or the following year after that?
Yep, yeah.
Oh, boy, how are they going to handle that one, huh?
I don't know. They'll probably enjoy it.
Emma's in studio because she went to Australia recently for, I'm sure, a fantastic experience, probably seeing the sights, but some track and field. Tell us, how did you get involved with this, being part of this trip to Australia and run a track there?
So I think we got sent a letter, got sent to the school, actually, and I opened it in class one day and was kind of like, oh, like that's pretty cool. I didn't really know what it was all about, read about it. They said, you know, you can experience, go to Australia with a big team and stuff like that. And so I went home and talked to mom and dad about it. This was like in December, I want to say. And then in like late January, we kind of got on like the phone with the coaches or like the director and talked more about it. And I mean, then we got signed up and it was just really cool. And then, you know, we had till July to get ready for it. So, I mean, I just kept running after track, but yeah, just got sent a letter. I mean, yeah.
So you're part of a team?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you had to, there was like qualifying standards, I guess, but there was all sorts of kids. I think we had like 120, not just kids, but with parents too. And then at the meet itself, they thought there was like 300 competitors from the five other countries that were there with us. So it was pretty cool, yeah.
So you got a chance to meet up, I'm sure, a lot of new people, didn't you?
Yeah, from all over. There was one other girl from Nebraska. She was from Waverly, and she does hurdles. And so I realized that we actually compete against them in state because they're B2. So she runs against Jaylee Walgren, my friend who does hurdles. So that was kind of cool. And her sister lives in Cambridge right now. So it was kind of fun to realize that there's people we knew there somewhat, but yeah.
Did she run the 4x4?
No, she didn't. She did the 4x1, though.
Thought maybe you might have run on that 4x4 or something like that.
She did the 4x1 over there, too. And so, yeah, and then we had some Australians stay with us. There was, like, lodges where us athletes stayed at the track. And so there were some Australian girls who stayed in our lodge, and that was really cool to meet them and, you know, stand in touch, got them on Instagram and whatever and stuff like that. So that was really cool to talk and learn about their culture and stuff like that.
And I'm sure that's just the opposite. They wanted to learn about what you do.
Yeah, they did too. Yep, it was pretty cool. I think I was talking to one New Zealand girl as well, and I think they're honestly in school, like, all year round.
But they have,
like, two-week breaks or vacations is what they call them every so often, I guess. But that's what she told me, is they're in school like year round. So
how would you like that?
I would not like that. Yeah, no.
I'll stick with what we do.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Couple of months off for summer.
Yeah,
breaks. Yeah. You know, with Christmas and Thanksgiving stuff like that. We'll just stick what we have.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course, mom and dad wanted to go too.
Yes. Yeah, mom. Mom was for sure going to go no matter what. Dad at first didn't know, like, with work and stuff like that. But mom's like, well, I'm going either way, so you can either go or not. But they both ended up going, and so it was a lot of fun with them, too. And they stayed at a hotel that was, like, 15 minutes away. Mm-hmm. But each morning, like, us athletes would practice with coaches and stuff because we were staying at the track. And then we would bus to the hotel or meet up with the parents, and we'd, like, go explore or see things or have free time. So that was cool that you could, like, see things other than just, you know, practicing and stuff. So it was a lot of fun there, yeah.
Was this in Sydney?
No, so we were in, I was in the Gold Coast area is what it was called. And then mom and dad were in a place called Surfer's Paradise, but it was like right by the beach. And we actually flew to Sydney for a day. Okay. And then, so we got to hang out there and go see the Opera House and things like that. And then we made our way back. But we went to Sydney for a day, which was fun. But yeah, we were in by the beach and at Surfer's Paradise is what it was called. So
knowing your dad and the agricultural guy he is, I'm sure he was kind of looking around, probably wondering how this works over here.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot different over there. I mean, driving, they drive on the other side of the road. So, I mean, we wouldn't drive. We'd get Ubers if we needed to go places, or just bus, like with the teammates and supporters and stuff like that. But like crossing the street was different because I'd be looking one way, or you know, and then realizing that they're coming from the other way. So that was kind of weird to get used to and look at. But yeah, there was a lot of things, you know, different about the place and stuff. So that was, yeah.
So you ran the 1500 and you ran the half too.
Yeah.
And times, how'd you do?
So I entered, you know, because, I mean, obviously here we have the 1600, mm-hmm. or that's our mile, so that's their mile over there. And so, I mean, I didn't really have a specific time for that because we don't run it. So I just took off, you know, I kind of broke it down with Coach Shugs, like what I run each 100 in the regular mile here, and then took that much off, and then that worked out. So I entered my time at 5:01, and I ran a 5:09. It was pretty different. I mean, you start where they start 300 hurdles, and one of the girls, because they're all used to it over there and from New Zealand and Australia, they told us, like, once you get the first 300 or, like, where you normally start a race, they're like, just count three laps from there, and then you're done. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, because I was trying to think about it. Starting over here, like, counting laps there, that was confusing me, but that was a lot of help to do that. And I took the lead for a little bit on, like, the second lap, I want to say, and then some girls snuck up on me on the last lap, but they actually ran us all together, so, like, there was different age groups. So I was in the U20, so, I mean, overall, I finished the race in third place, but I got first for my age group, I mm-hmm. guess. So they came up on me on the last lap, but I stuck with them, and, I mean, it was definitely a faster race, so it was a lot different, but it was still good, yeah.
So you ran against some over 20-year-olds?
I don't know for sure. I might have, mm-hmm. but I think one girl who beat me was I want to say 16 or 17, mm-hmm. like that. I mean, I was 17, so it was kind of weird because there was a U18 too. Okay. So I mean, must just been my birthday that I was in the U20. But yeah, there was just all sorts of ages and stuff, which was kind of cool. But yeah,
how about your halftime?
My halftime wasn't the best. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was a 2:28, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But my fastest is a 2:18, so that's what I had entered there. But it was really fast. Our first lap was like 65, I want to say. The girl in the lead really went out, and I wanted to go with her. And so then that second lap was kind of a bit of a pain, but it was okay. So I didn't medal. They only medaled top three, so I got fourth, which mm. was fine. I was still happy with it. I was just kind of like, it was just a crazy fast race, but mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
Just a normal track meet? I mean, they had the yeah. sprints mm-hmm. and the field events and everything?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they do have, I mean, I know some places in the U.S. do javelin, but obviously not in Nebraska, mm-hmm. you can't do it. So, I mean, javelin was there. That was kind of cool to, like, watch him do it out on the field. But, yeah, there was really good sprinters there. That was really fun to watch, was the sprints, honestly. And then they had, like, a steeplechase, too. They had, like, a 3,000-meter steeplechase. And then they also had, like, just a normal 5K, too. So they had longer distances, which was kind of cool. But, yeah.
Great experience, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Glad you did it.
Yeah, I was really happy. I went, had a lot of friends and family who supported me and sponsored me, and so that was a big help. So a big thank you to everyone who did that. I'm writing thank you cards now, actually. Sure. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, so very grateful that I could go.
I'm sure. It wasn't a cheap trip,
no,
was it?
No, yeah. The way the Coast to Coast, the place I went with, made it seem like they had found a way, since we're such a big group, to make it cheaper than just mom and dad and like us all going on our own. So that was, you know, nice to know. But yeah, it definitely wasn't cheap. So it was good to have people who wanted to support me and see me do this. So it was a lot of fun.
Was it a big stadium type deal or?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think what I was told is that it held the Olympics 1 year, like a long, long time ago.
Oh, wow.
And so instead of like tearing it down, they just kept it. And now mm-hmm. it's kind of like, I don't know, a nice YMCA facility. Like, there's a gym and a pool and all sorts of things. So that's, I think it's run by the government now, so they just keep it up and stuff. But I think they do a lot of other track meets there besides this one, just for, like, schools or clubs, because I think some of the New Zealand girls told me that they're in the middle of cross season or beginning maybe, or I think they're in the middle of cross season over there.
Right now?
Yes, yeah, wow. Right now. So, I mean, this was kind of like a just out of the blue meet for them, or like mm-hmm. their track clubs that they have, not necessarily with their school. I think there's different clubs that you can sign up for over there.
Did you have a chance to check out the sites and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yep. Yeah, I got to go. My favorite part was going to the beach when we went to go to Surfers Paradise. It was definitely really busy, like touristy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But mom, dad, and I signed up for surf lessons too. And so I got to go surf, which was really cool.
And
I got up. Yeah, I caught wow. some waves, which was fun. One of the
the instructor or
yes,
something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I can't think of the word. The instructor. Yeah. So one of the instructors actually took me out past, like, all the waves were coming in like crazy right on the shore. And so he took me out farther, mm-hmm. like, when they form and whatever. So that was cool because I caught one of those, which was really fun.
Might have a future in surfing. Yeah. You never know.
Yep, I know. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And you said mom and dad surf too?
Yeah, I mean, They didn't. I don't think they got up. Mom said she got on her knee, maybe, but they just kind of wanted to watch me too because I've always wanted to surf since I was little. So yeah, it
was gonna say somebody take Polaroids of Todd doing this.
Yeah,
we got to see these.
We should have. Yeah.
Well, it's cool. It was not only just track; you got a chance to see the sights and everything. Yeah. Yep. How was the weather?
So it was their winter there, actually. So it was like, I mean, it was very nice, like 60s, 70s, like kind of the perfect track day ever. So, I mean, it was really nice. And I mean, a lot of people, like, you know, the Australians are like, oh, we're not going to the beach. Like, they're wearing jackets and stuff because it is their winter there. But I was in shorts and a t-shirt and I would get in the water because it's like, I mean, I don't ever go to a beach. So it's like, it was really fun to go do that. But
was the water cold?
Not too bad. No. Like when we went surfing, like they had us wear wetsuits, but it was not cold. It was fine. So yeah, it was good.
So I take it right after state track got over, you were still running a lot.
Yep. I just kind of kept running. I would get in touch with my distance coach, Marcy. Well, actually, it was mostly through the director, Mike, of the Coast to Coast. But he would send me workouts that I believe came from her that I could do if I wanted to, or kind of modify it how I needed to. But just a good idea of how many miles I wanted to get and different things like that. And since I was still doing the 1500, I wanted to keep incorporating speed work because cross-country training is mostly just putting on miles and stuff. So that's what I'm doing now since that's over. But I would still go to the track some days and do intervals or 200s and kind of just what I would do during track season. But yeah.
Cool. Yep. Good deal. Yep. So you're getting ready for your senior year, and that's important to you.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about college and running?
Yes, I definitely want to compete in college. So I need to talk to some girls like Sammy. And then I know a girl from, she was from Sydney. She went to Kearney, Talissa. And so I need to kind of reach out to them. I talk to Molly Sugar sometimes too about that. She was messaging me during state track, which was really cool and stuff like that. But I definitely want to compete at the next level. So
yeah, all those names you just threw out would be perfect people. Yep. Sammy having some good years up at Shadron and Molly and Jessa and all those. Oh my gosh, you've got tons of people to talk to.
Yeah, and then obviously Shugs is going to help me too. We'll probably format some emails together to send to coaches and different things like that or whatever I'm interested in. So I'm not 1,000% sure yet, but I have some ideas, so I don't really know. But
is there school in mind?
I looked at Hastings, and I kind of chatted with the Hastings coach. I'm not really sure. But I need to talk more to him about it because he just kind of told me, you know, great season. Like, we'll talk after state and stuff. So, I mean, I've looked at UNK, too, or, you know, just kind of looked on their website. I haven't gone on visits or anything, but just I don't really know for sure. But we're just kind of looking around, I guess.
Anyone, you got time.
Yeah. Yep.
You got time. Yep. You bet. In the meantime, gearing up, school's right around the corner, start across country and getting ready for that.
Yeah. So hopefully I could just get some new PRs maybe so I can tell the coaches what I run and different things like that. So to hopefully draw some interest.
But, you bet. Yeah. You bet. I mean, sure, you want to lower the course across each year. You want to lower that time a little bit more.
Yep. Yeah. So I think we might do that this year. So.
And then track and field. Of course, you guys had a great junior year.
It was good. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping that Callie goes out this year for our 4x8 that we might still do one, but I'm not sure what we're going to do this year, but we'll see.
You'll find some runners.
Yeah.
You bet. You find some runners. Always happen. Yeah. New coach and Coach Peterman. She is a distance coach.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm really
but
excited for
no Peterman. Big change right there.
Yeah.
She'll always be your coach.
Yeah.
What do you want to study when you have anything in mind?
As of right now, I've looked into like a radiology tech. So, like, they take x-rays on people. Riley Potoff does that. And that's kind of what interested me. But I'm also really interested in nutrition. And I like that aspect for running and stuff. I plan out all my meals and stuff for race day, and that's really interesting to me. So, I mean, you never know, like maybe sports nutrition or something like that too. But, yeah.
You've got a good plan going in your senior year, don't you?
Yep, yeah.
You bet. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Great story, and we'll be watching you coming up across country season, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.